Let's do one on Betsy, BETSY, Hyde, HEID, Betsy Hyde. Miss Hyde is a 78-year-old woman. Oh, date of visit, put down 12, 23. 78-year-old woman, recently hospitalized at Herman Memorial Hospital with congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, scoliosis, left subclavian vein thrombosis, hypertension, COVID-19 as the underlying problem, neuromuscular scoliosis, cardiomyopathy. Patient is now being discharged home with the help of home health, requiring IV antibiotics. TPN, occupational therapy and physical therapy, period. Patient is wheelchair bound, homebound. It is almost impossible for patients to leave the house without help of aids, period. Current home infusion includes MILRINONE, milrinone, at 0.25 microgram per kilogram per minute. Patient requires this medication to maintain an ejection, acceptable ejection fraction consistent with life, and to keep patient out of congestive heart failure, period. Patient's caretaker is son, who's been trained in patients, and his wife, his son and husband, who's been trained in patient's medications and treatments provided for patient at this time. Prognosis, overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Patient's care was discussed with patient's family, period. Miss Hyde was hospitalized in rehab with cardiogenic shock. Prior to admission, patient was at some level of functional impairment. Patient has now developed systolic CHF, but with the help of milrinone drip, this has been controlled, period. Patient also have hypertension, requiring close supervision and medication treatment for this condition. Period. Medications reviewed, allergy reviewed. Chart review indicates that patient's EF is at 20% with back pain, scoliosis, hypertension. Patient does have shortness of breath, chronic. Recent admission to ER Kingwood reveals swelling and cardiogenic shock, edema and cardiogenic shock. Patient was evaluated for ICD placement by a cardiologist. Severe weakness reported, multiple falls recently. CT of the head was negative in the emergency room related to her fall. surgeries include hip arthroplasty, hysterectomy, family history, cancer, breast cancer in mom, Parkinson's in father. Social, lives with son and daughter-in-law in a two-level home in Kingwood. To require rehab, but has been on rehab, but now returning home. Patient is at least requires 90% help with her ADL. And is a total care for at times, homebound for sure, period. Blood pressure 119 over 69. Pulse 94, temperature 98. Patient is in no distress. IV access is patent. IV is flowing with milrinone. No Foley catheter present. There's trace edema lower extremity. There's S3 gallop present. There's ectopics on the heart auscultation, as well as ronchial rales in the lower lobes. Recent chest X-ray showed improving CHF. Patient is assessment, CHF, ejection fraction 20%, scoliosis, hypertension. Patient is needing home infusion with milrinone at above mentioned doses. Overall prognosis is poor given her ejection fraction. Recent history of fall. Patient is definitely bedbound. Severe weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. Recent hospitalization for cardiogenic shock reviewed. Medication list reviewed currently. Overall prognosis is poor. Patient will be cared for at home by a family member with the help of home health, PTOT, as well as home health nurses to oversee patient's infusion. At this time. Thank you.